We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN.
Okay, so St. Augustine, Florida, an arrest is made. Douglas Michael Nickerson, his girlfriend, Crystal June Methvin.
It's Tom Bowerly.
Guess what they're arrested for?
Let me guess. I'm going with crystal meth.
You are correct.
Wow.
Tom Bowerly is great at this game.
And David Bellavia.
Which reminds me of
crystal meth was arrested for possession of crystal meth. What are the odds of that?
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
I blame it on President Trump.
Well, that's what I was getting to eventually.
Well.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back to the final hour of Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom continues to be off, and Joe Beamer continues to be in his place. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about the weather, and some people had some standing water. You want to give us an update on that, Joe Beamer?
Yeah, first off, from the National Weather Service in Amherst, we have a strong line of thunderstorms moving in to mostly south of the city, affecting northeastern Erie, Wyoming, southwestern Livingston, and southwestern Genesee counties. So be careful, be on the lookout. Those are coming. We are still under a thunderstorm watch until 8 o'clock for all of Western New York. So anyone listening to my voice right now, if you're listening on the radio and not on the radio.com app. And also we have some text that there is some standing water at the Olympic Avenue underpass of the the 33 outbound. So be very careful. And I'm sure it's not just there. That is just where we have the text from, but we've heard of hydroplaning on the 190. There are spots of Western New York right now that are getting hit with some unreal downpours. So just be careful. Again, you'd rather be late and safe than not get there at all. So, and if you see anything and can safely text us, let us know where the standing water is, where there's some awful driving conditions because of the weather, and also power outage in Williamsville. We got that about 30 minutes ago. Is it still going on? And where? We heard Main Street, and then we also heard Clarence is experiencing some power outage issues. 3930, fill us in.
We got an updated AccuWeather. It looks like this is for strong thunderstorms affecting Wyoming, northern, northeastern Erie, southwestern Livingston, and southwestern Genesee. It's in your box right there. Interesting about this thing, this one's moving at 50 miles an hour. The last report we had was at like 220. So when the math question is asked, if a storm is moving 30 miles an hour along the Kensington, how long would it take to get to southwestern Livingston County? We now know the answer.
I think it's a different system.
It's 3 hours.
I think it's a different system, David.
This one's going 50. It looks like it took the 219, which is a little weird this time of day.
Yeah, I think it got stuck at the interchange there.
But these downpours seem to be pretty crazy if you get caught in them. You know, people tend to panic when they get submerged in water, and they forget that, you know, you're really, as long as you're behind the wheel and you're relatively in control, it's always a good day to stay in that vehicle.
Yes.
Don't abandon the vehicle. I mean, unless you see, you know, you are whitewater rafting, that would maybe be the only time it would be great to abandon the ship.
Yeah. Also, avoid standing water. You don't. It might seem fun to us. Hydroplaning is almost, I think, is more scary than slipping on ice, in my opinion.
Okay.
That's my opinion. By the way, power's back on in the village of Williamsville, and it is pouring in the town of Elma. So,
and you can thank Mark Poloncarz for that.
It's pouring in Elma, yet there's a water shortage in Hamburg.
Here's the thing that's so crazy about these potholes, right? It's days like today that you really feel the pothole. Because you might have negotiated it when it was just an open hole in the ground, but if it's covered in water, you can foolishly drive into that thing and completely blow out your car.
Oh, yeah.
Talking huge.
So if you're driving on Worley in Amherst, good chance you went through some potholes.
Good chance that, yeah, really. Did you see, I saw a video of a guy that was walking around putting plants in potholes.
Seems like an awful idea.
And then he was like trying to, these potholes are so bad that I could grow plants in them. But then I thought to myself, you just killed all those plants because you know they're going to pour tar and stuff on it.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Did you hear what Domino's is doing?
Oh, they're still in business.
Well, that was the amazing part of the story. But they are going to certain communities and filling potholes themselves and then stamping it. That's what I thought. Yeah. Stamping it with their logo. Because they put a camera in a pizza box and said, with all these potholes, our pizzas are getting thrown around.
Yeah, listen, I could save Domino's so much money. I know you think that there's a little bit of wiggle room in the marketplace because of the whole Papa John fiasco with the NFL. Okay, you're fighting for it. Pizza Hut's fighting for it. Everyone's trying to jump in this thing. Let me tell you something. Focus on the pizza, Domino's. Stop with the little funny social media games. I don't need to hear what you have to say about IHOP getting burgers. I need you to focus on your pizza, Domino's.
But, David.
Focus on the pizza.
They have
it working. It should not be that fast.
They have working
for
them.
You order it. There's a conveyor belt. A tire goes in. Your pizza comes out.
They have working for them. The guy who holds the record for fastest pizza box folder. I don't know if you saw that commercial.
A lot of gimmicks with Domino's. A lot
of gimmicks.
Pizza's
not that bad either. It's gotten better over the years.
What Domino's has recently done.
What?
No, he's not a big. He's a Domino's guy. They're now delivering to little areas in the city. Have you seen this? They have like little pizza delivery hubs.
Yes.
So you could just like show up in an area and just start collecting pizzas.
Yeah, they also have a location right off of Chippewa, I noticed. I don't know how long that's been there for, but I noticed that over the weekend. And interesting, because there's amazing pizza all over Buffalo. And I'm sorry, Phil, but I don't understand why anyone would pick Domino's over all of the amazing local pizza places we have.
But he didn't say that. He said it's
He said they have good pizza.
But what he said, he didn't compare Domino's to every pizza parlor in Western New York. He said Domino's is good, meaning that it's surprisingly not bad. I don't think it's his first choice.
My first choice would be Salvatore's in Rochester, but that's a different
topic.
But
you know what I'm saying? So he's saying next to like Little Caesars or Pizza Hut or something else, he prefers that more. I do think that's odd. I'm not a big Domino's guy.
Well, Little Caesars, the only, I don't know why how we got off on this, but the only reason Little Caesars has any business is because you can walk in with $5 and have a large pizza in your hand.
That's right.
Because they have a ton pre-made.
And literally, the pizza is made as you open the door.
That's right.
They scan your phone somehow and find out what you need. So anyway, Joe Beamer, weather bad. What are your tips for driving? You said you hydroplane. You don't enjoy that.
No.
You'd rather have black ice.
No, definitely in rain. Because I feel a lot of people know when it's icy outside to slow down. And,
right.
But I feel when it's raining, people still feel in a 65, they can go 75. And as someone who in the fall does a lot of driving between here and Blacksburg, Virginia, let me tell you, that's an awful idea. I like to avoid, I love to drive, and I especially like to drive at night when no one's on the road. But when it rains, I turn to the total opposite. I get in the right lane, and I go about 55. Because like I said, I'd rather get there an hour later than smash my car and not get there at all.
Well, TireBuyer.com has some tips to avoid hydroplaning, Joe. And the first five tips all have to do with your tires. Now, am I to believe that Tire Buyer in some crazy money-grabbing scheme has decided to hijack hydroplaning and make it all basically about your tire? The first five steps to avoid hydroplaning have to do with, hey, do you need to replace your tires? Are you sure? What are you doing with that tax money you got? What about the money Aunt Linda got you? Get new tires. Step three, get new tires. No, but basically, if you don't have the proper tread or it's not inflated or they haven't been balanced, you're going to need everything to be working up to snuff when you hit standing water. So try to avoid it, obviously. But if there's an excess of water and it's accumulating, you want to make sure your tires are in the best shape possible, Joe.
Well, I think that's for any condition that's not just a dry, beautiful driving day, right? You're going to want not a balding tire.
No, that's very true.
Regardless of rain, snow, a few leaves on the ground, you're going to want some kind of tire that sticks to the road.
Well, it's better than your analysis, you know. No.
What, get in the right lane and go 10 miles under the speed limit?
Here's the...
I didn't think that was an awful...
Here's the thing now. There's a story in the news about compulsive video game tendencies, right? Where people that just feel the need that they have to play video games all the time. They're comparing this to a mental problem that they find with people who are addicted to crack cocaine. Basically, there's parts of your brain that are really turned on by this video game, and quitting it is akin to crack cocaine.
What's now, the video game?
It's talking about the gaming in general. It's not one particular game. It's just the idea of constantly stimulating your brain in the same manner through a console. But what's crazy to me is that I know like a lot of people that talk about how addicting crack cocaine is. And I would just be really insulted if like I beat crack cocaine and then like you put down Minesweeper and you were like, you know, I didn't play Fortnite tonight. You can quit crack, Dad. It's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? How could you equate that to like an addictive drug?
Yeah, I have, because I like to play MLB The Show. I've talked about that a few times. It's one of my favorite.
Are you addicted to it? Do you hear?
No. I mean, I usually during the week don't get many opportunities to play in my season of bringing my pitcher from the AA all the way to MLB. But on the weekends, I like to get a few games in.
I like to get a few games in with my manager and my team.
No.
Do you dress up and stuff? Like a manager?
No, I play in my boxers when I wake up on Saturday.
But you guys like practice together and keep a tight group and...
What are you talking
about?
I'm
saying you like save time for the weekend. It's a big deal for you.
No, if I'm not doing anything and I have some time to kill...
But are you worried that you might be vicariously living through the video game?
No.
I never played baseball. Isn't it? To kind of like live...
I think that's the... Well, I would argue that would be the proper way to use the video game. Unfortunately, you now have this gateway to... Folks are saying, hey, you know the best way to get rid of people who are attracted to children? Give them the opportunity to be with robotic children. Whoa, slow down. I don't see that connection at all. You know what I mean? Do you see that connection at all?
Not one bit. No, I think all you're doing is...
Do you find, though, that as technology in your own life, what is the one determining factor when you look at a photo? For me, it used to be hair and fashion would dictate what era we were in. And now, don't you think it's the fact that if you're looking at a photo... Like, automatically, you know, well, this had to have been in the early 2000s. Look at that cell phone.
Look at that cell phone. Look at the quality of the photo.
Right,
I guess.
Right.
You know, but I still think fashion and hairstyle dictate up to 2010.
Or the TV.
Oh.
If you've got a giant tube TV.
I mean, there's still old commercials from 2007 that will pop up on this thing I follow on Instagram. And in 07, the commercials still had the big tube TV. You know, before everyone had the flat screen HD televisions.
Do you see technology evolving as much as people that are 10 years older than you have seen it?
What do you mean?
I mean, like the cell phone. We're able to see things 10 years. People that are 10 years older than you have seen technology blow up.
Oh, exactly. Right.
I mean, who uses a phone book today? Who knows what a rotary phone looks like? You at least saw one.
Yeah, I feel bad for people 10 years younger than me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, who this is their norm. I mean, they might remember their parents having a flip phone, but they never owned one.
They don't understand a rewind button on a VHS tape.
Right, like, or getting docked a dollar at Blockbuster because you didn't rewind that tape.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of patience that you learn by waiting.
I mean, kids nowadays don't know, like, Friday nights when I was in elementary school and middle school, a Friday night was, we all go to Blockbuster together. We settle on a movie, which was a huge Beamer family argument because we never agreed on the same movie. We get some popcorn, right, and we go home and watch the VHS that we got at Blockbuster.
Talking about these compulsive video games and how playing them could be some sort of mental health problem, right? And, you know, you're talking about technology, how dependent we are in technology. I can understand how to some people a kid playing a video game every day is... disturbing because that's not the way that they were raised. There's not a lot of but when you consider the fact that there is the opportunity on that video game to have a relationship with someone in like China, I mean, you would never have had that opportunity outside of a bridge of technology like that.
You have that positive, but you also have the negatives. I think people who play too, and I'm not saying everybody, I'm not generalizing here, but I think a lot of people who do nothing but play video games all day, right? That is their social life. They go to work and they go home and play video games, lack basic social communication skills.
True.
And I think the Very more true. And more younger generations, I think, like you said, 10 years younger than me, I'd argue 5 years younger than me, have huge problems with face-to-face, looking someone in the eye and holding an actual conversation with them.
I don't disagree with any of that. I just find it interesting, though, how we look at technology as glass full or glass empty. There's no in between. There's no good technology, bad technology. In between, there's no gray area.
I think something that
video games can. There are so many things that video games have increased, that market has contributed to. Hand-eye coordination is one of them. There are things that surgeons are going to be able to do remotely that no generation could have done before.
But I also think the people who are addicted to those games, right, who don't go out, who don't have a social life, would have found some other reason not to have a social life.
How do you know?
That's just my personal belief.
But right? What were the nerds doing before video games? They were all hanging out, like, looking at fire and stuff. I mean, weren't they just, like, wearing goth and whatnot?
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
But here's the crazy part. These kids that are, playing the games, they're now learning code. And that's going to be like, you know, they're going to be able to make whatever money they want to make.
Yeah, they can help Caputo out.
No, but seriously, think about that. Those are the guys that, would you ever in a million years think that if, you know, you're going to lose the girl to the billionaire nerd? That's happening every single day. There's a whole valley dedicated to that.
I lose the girl to the guy walking down the street, no matter what he's doing. Right?
Unbelievable.
Come on, you set me up for that one.
Let us take a quick break. We come back to final segment. Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off. Give us a call at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBN. You can text us. Joe Beamer's in for Tom Bowerly, 30930. Talk a little bit more about technology and what Joe Beamer's watching on Netflix. See what's coming up for Joe. Right after we come back, go ahead, give us a little tease. What do you got?
Well, and speaking of technology, I have to tell you about a text problem I'm having.
Text? Oh, yes, and Joe Beamer's female problems as well.
They continue.
But we'll talk. You imagine that. Well, more after this. We come back, Bowerly and Bellavia.
The dynamic duo is back.
Look at both of us. We're like Greek gods.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on WBEN.
I want to thank Phil Kennedy. I want to thank Sean Murphy behind the scenes. Joe Beamer in for Bowerly and Bellavia. We're in the break. We were talking about teasing a little bit of your issues that you have going on. And I always like to get into your love life, of course. But before we do that, I want to just quickly just talk about technology and how you can look at your generation. You think, you know, that is the one thing that has really changed the most in your lifetime. Maybe it's the cell phone, the car. Modern medicine has come a long, long way. We have a lot more hope in areas that we had zero hope before, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, medicine, it's amazing the stuff they're coming up with every day. You know, how more often cancer is being defeated. Right.
I mean, you have better stories.
That's the big one. Yeah.
Now, think of the things that we've lost, though. The things that aren't as good. The quality of things that you buy. I find that if you buy something outside of America, the quality isn't as good. Do you disagree with that? Bags, shoes, you name it.
Oh, I think you're. I know personally, I go through more shoes now than I did 15 years ago. Maybe it's just because I recognize it more because I'm paying for them now.
But what I'm saying, though, is that there's something that is, as your lifetime, it's actually decreased. It's gotten worse over time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
like what, for example? I think movies, entertainment, music has gotten progressively lazier since I've gotten older.
I think overall stand-up comedy is not as good now as it was in the late 90s.
Because what would you say? Would you say PC did change that?
I think PC. I think they are a lot more political now than the late 90s. It's not, I like very observational, like Jim Norton stand-up comedy.
Right.
Like, I don't mind if you go after someone I like politically, but I just don't find it to be funny.
I'll take calls on this, 803-0930.
I find it to be more hate-based.
Star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. It's interesting that you say comedy.
Stand-up comedy.
Right. Yeah. What I think food has gotten better. The older I get, the more I realize that I have so many choices I never knew I had.
Well, we live in a hotbed of amazing food, right? But, I mean, Buffalo, New York is home to so much good food.
But when you're a kid and you're growing up, you're thinking there are four things you like.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you want to see.
I want chicken fingers with honey mustard.
I'm amazed when I see parents take their kids and expose them to like sushi and, you know, a fish, turkey, a vegan, whatever, but just give them like a choice. I'm always amazed by that. I didn't think it was possible.
Right. Like when I was a kid, you're right. It was four things I liked. I liked chicken fingers and honey mustard. I liked Friendly's used to have a bread bowl salad.
Mm.
I liked it with fried chicken fingers cut over it and honey mustard. I was really big on honey mustard.
You could have stopped that sentence at I was really big. I'm sure. Were you a little heavier?
I was heavier when I started working here.
What I'm saying, though, you're eating bowls of bread. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I was not the most in-shape child.
If you can eat the dish... After it's never.
I mean, it's an amazing concept.
And it's amazing. They're brilliant people. They really are.
I'm sure California would love
it. Okay, so let's get to your love life here. Go ahead.
All right. Well, my lack of love life, right?
Yes.
So, a week ago, I don't know how you would put this, not last Friday, but the Friday before that. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Went to a concert with a few friends, and I don't know. I thought this girl and I had a good time, right?
Right.
So, on Saturday, I was bored.
Yeah, how did you get her number?
I've had her number. We were friends. We're friends. Right. We are friends.
Right. But on Saturday, what was so special about Saturday?
I was bored. That's what I just said.
But I'm saying, what was so special about the concert when you were there?
It just seemed like we had a good time.
What seemed
that's
like...
All, it just seemed like we had a good time.
Do you think that she had a good time?
I thought so.
Okay.
I thought so. Right. So Saturday, the Mets didn't play till 10, and I went to an event that kind of died out before I thought it would, right? So I was bored. So I just texted, hey, what are you up to tonight, right? And said enough. She quickly responded that she was at an event. I said, awesome, enjoy. We should hang out sometime soon.
Yeah.
Innocent enough. 6:39 on Monday, still waiting for a response. Now.
It's been what? How many days?
It's been 2 days.
Two days.
Was I too forward? Was that a bad move on my part?
No.
As someone who is awful at this game of dating, so now, of course, I'm going, what the heck did I do?
Why not just call her? Why text her?
She was at an event.
No, I'm saying, like, why not right now just give her a phone call and say, hey, I thought we had a really good time.
She didn't respond, so I'm going to go with that's a key, like, that's a hint. Joe Beamer, I'm not into you like that, so back off.
Well, I think a lot, if we rewind it, I'm sure we could find a lot of that, too, but... No, you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's just she's not right for you.
Yeah, it just seems like more and more women aren't right for me.
Yeah,
I just want to know, was that a bad move on my part?
Probably because it seemed like you weren't really sincere about it. And maybe because you're always talking about it, there's this sense that you don't take it seriously.
Well, she said she was doing something. I said, awesome, enjoy. We should hang out sometime soon. If I didn't want to hang out, I wouldn't have added that to awesome, enjoy. Do you get what I'm saying?
I really don't. I don't.
Really?
I don't. No, because I don't understand, like, why. Here's the thing, man.
Okay.
2 days, you don't want to talk to someone. There's a lot of people on her phone, I'm sure. She has 1,000 friends, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just not getting to your text. Maybe she doesn't know who it is.
David, she's responded so quickly to the first text, I think is where I'm getting at. This never got responded to.
Have you checked in on her safety? Maybe she had a seizure or something, or maybe there's something wrong with her.
I don't know. My question is, was I too forward? 3930, I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about it. I think it's just a hint, and I'm going to take that hint and walk away.
Of course you're going to walk away. What's your other option? To break into her home? You're going to get a restraining order.
No, you just said, why don't you call her?
I mean, yes, I'm
going to step away from the situation.
Yes, you can call her and do whatever. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that there is something fundamentally flawed in what you're trying to get out of an event when you go to a concert. Because if you're trying to really meet someone,
right,
you're probably not going to drink as much alcohol, right?
Okay.
So maybe you go to a concert to have a really good time.
Well, I didn't meet her at the concert. She was part of the group I went with, is what I was saying.
Okay, but my point is, if you drink a lot of alcohol, maybe you're not like at the best audition Joe Beamer side, you know?
I don't really think I put away that much alcohol, to be honest with you. I'm being brutally honest with you.
Okay, well, then she's rejecting you, Joe.
Yeah, no, that's okay. The point.
All right.
Back to the...
We'll hug it out.
Yeah. Again, 3930, I'd love to hear.
Maybe he sent the wrong emoji.
I didn't, because I'm awful with emojis, and I don't want women to read them wrong.
Could you imagine that? That's just such a crazy world that we live in, that now we're worried about the emoji that we send. Do you find, in the last relationship you were in,
yes,
how long were we talking?
Was it or did it last?
How long? Yeah, well, that's the answer to both of my questions. What are you talking about? How long was it, the relationship?
The very last one, the most recent, was 4 months.
4 months, okay. In 4 months, did you see her often?
Yeah.
Did you text with her more times than you spoke with her?
We usually would call more often than text.
Right, but would you say a text played a large part of that relationship?
Yeah, like during the day when we were both at work, we would check in like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
So like that, where was that interaction 10 years ago before there was text messages? What replaced that?
Email? No, 10 years ago, if you're talking about just 10 years ago, AOL Instant Messenger. Now, it wasn't as on your phone, right, 10 years ago, but Instant Messenger, everyone, when they were home, they'd have their desktop computer and they'd have their buddy list open, right?
So, okay, I'm here where you're coming from, but in today's world where you're texting these girls to get to know them, do you think you're going to get to know them more because of text messages? Or do you think that you know them less because they lie?
I think the problem with text messages isn't even those things. I think a lot of people do lie on text messages, and you can't really read a person through text messages. I hate texting for the part that you can't read tone, and a lot of what I say, if I'm not being serious, you can read the text as it being serious. You can't be sarcastic as much with someone you don't know as well via a text message.
Oh, but there's a fine line between yes. Charming and serial killer. Someone just wrote in, he played it perfectly. Calling's not an option. No one wants to be called. That is such a great point. I don't want to be called either. I hate phone calls.
Yeah.
Phone calls are really annoying.
I like phone calls I do like talking with my friends. Here's the problem with people who only text, though. And again, I'm going right back to what I said last segment. You can tell people who only text.
Are you crying right now?
No, why?
Oh, no. I'm only kidding.
So I really thought it was going over.
No. I'm only joking. Go ahead. So here's the problem with go ahead.
But when people do depend, I do like to mix it up with text and calling. Because people who just text lose that sense of being able to communicate back and forth, use tone. I think a huge thing with tone in conversation is important, and you're losing that when it comes to text messaging.
Well, Ashley on our text board said...
Yeah, I saw that.
Move on to the next girl. If she liked you, she probably would have responded by no, but
yeah,
she meant by no.
Right.
So look, there you have it right there. She moved on. So what does that mean? What do you take away from that? How are you better now?
No, I'm not going to waste my time, A. And B, maybe I was a little forward. Maybe I played it wrong. I read the situation all wrong, and I...
You should have made the ask after you had a better rapport.
Yeah, maybe I rushed it.
So you ran to the net too soon. We use a tennis metaphor. The net. You rushed the net.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do next time? If you could repeat it, what would you do?
I could say one thing. But I'm not going, you know.
No, you would have more small talk.
Yeah, maybe
who's
more
getting
small
married?
Talk. Yeah, it doesn't really help my confidence issue, this one. But I'd probably, I'd probably go with more.
Going on the radio with it, it's not helping either.
No. I totally ruined it now.
No, so my point, though, is that what if you could do it again, what would you do differently?
That's a great question, because I don't know exactly which part I went wrong.
The part was maybe we should hang out.
Okay, I'd leave that out. I would have just said awesome, enjoy, and let the next time we hang out be the next time we chat.
That's what you would have said to her?
No, I would have left it at awesome, enjoy.
Oh, that was just awkward in the telling. That wasn't what you were writing. I'm sorry. I was confused myself. No, so you're saying that you were saying, look, that's great. Enjoy yourself. That was kind of a silly response, too.
Awesome enjoy?
Yeah, well, who are you to say awesome? What are you, the Duke of Fun? That you sanction her fun as a great time? And you
no, I'm just saying, have a good, you've never said, hey, what are you doing tonight?
No, because you felt that what it sounded like was, hey, I'll leave you alone.
Exactly.
That's what it sounded like you were saying.
Well, I wouldn't want someone texting me if I said, I'm at a party.
But a confident person doesn't care about that because a confident person thinks, I'm worthy of your time. I'm doing you a favor right now. You're probably at a boring thing. I'm entertaining you.
I don't. Most people, 95% of the people I know, if I'm at an event with people at a party, I don't want to be bothered by a text.
Why do you keep calling it events? What is this?
She was at an event. That's how I set up the whole story.
But it sounds like...
she was at a party. I'm sorry.
So sterile. An event. She was at a signing.
She was signing a contract.
So wait. Okay, so here's the point. My point is, you got to show more confidence, right?
Oh, that's always been my problem, yes.
Okay.
How
would you have redone this exact thing that was showing more confidence? How would you have done that if we could do it over again?
Just what I said. I would have left it at awesome enjoy.
And enjoy was stupid. No, awesome and enjoy is where it all happened.
No.
Awesome.
Oh, so now you're telling me that's where I messed up?
Yes, it's the beginning of weakness. Because you're like, hey, I've got something really, what's going on? There's a horrible acid fire in my kitchen and... There's the horror. You're like,
I thought I was being a gentleman by leaving her alone. She's at a party.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, how about you wait 2-3 hours to get back to her, right? And then you say, wait, who's getting married? What party is this? And then you find out if someone's just like totally not interested in speaking with you at all without it being because
again, this all was the alarm went off because
I like the way you look.
She was so quick was the first response and hasn't responded the second time, which is fine. Hey, guess what? Newsflash, 85% of the people out there aren't going to like you. I get that.
Why don't you meet someone that you don't have any previous relationship with?
You know, that'd probably be a really good idea.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I'm awful at meeting those women.
Why are you awful at meeting those women?
How am I supposed to meet those women?
They're everywhere. There's people you don't know.
I don't want to.
If you knew who they were, you would know who the people are, and it wouldn't be in this category. We're talking about strange people you've never met, and you're asking where do I meet them?
By the way,
they're people you don't know, Joe.
I know. A texter said, "How often was she on her phone at the concert?" Yeah, that's a great point because she wasn't. But again,
let me tell you something. This top person, that's a very smart person. David is right. Awesome and enjoy was probably taken wrong. It probably sounded like you were having a mini temper tantrum via text. Awesome, enjoy. You know what?
Wasn't.
I got time for this.
I was sitting there eating dinner.
Maybe it just came off the wrong way.
All right, well, hey, like I said, I started this by all the blame being on me. And I've got a lot of answers. Thank you. I messed up.
We're going to call her Trina. We have Trina on the phone.
Oh.
We've called her cell phone. And we've got Trina on the phone. So go ahead, Trina. Can you patch her through? Can anyone do Trina's voice? And there it goes.
Hi, Joe.
That's good.
It was the bit, Howard.
Texas Terry, go ahead. You're on Bowerly and Bellevue with Joe Beamer.
Nah, young Joe, you started out the whole story by saying you were already in the friend zone. That was the first mistake.
I never said I was in the friend zone.
Yeah,
I said
but
she was
assumed.
Part of the group.
I got to go with Terry on this. I just assumed it.
It might have been. I might have played it wrong. You're right. I might have been pushed to that friend zone. But you know what, Terry? The friend zone is meant to be broken and escaped.
And it's a mistake after it happens. Listen, then the next thing is your response to the text. You know, it sounded kind of like awesome and joy. Hey, we should hang out sometime. Pretty please invite me. I'd like to come out with you. It sounded kind of needy. That's just, we're boys. Joe, you're my boy. But I'm just telling you, it sounded kind of needy. What you should have done was responded, oh, that's cool. Well, I just had these tickets to whatever. I was going to go skydive off of, you know, whatever. Name something that was more awesome than whatever she was doing. Say I was going to invite you. And if she wasn't down to go do that and jump ship, then you got your answer.
You know, Terry put a whole line. I like that. Terry had a whole plan, a backup plan. He's like, hey, he found an option that was better than her option. I like that.
I think that's my problem. I don't go into these situations with a plan.
Someone wrote in that Beamer did nothing wrong. David's wrong. She was rude and dismissive.
I
don't know. What are you talking about? You know what's crazy? Listen, we're not. No, I'm going to tell you something. Honest guy, this is a lesson in life. I am not a, I know I don't need smoke blown up anything. I know what I look like, okay? There are attractive people in this world. I just don't happen to be a part of that club. There are really attractive, beautiful people. And I'm aware that one of the neatest things in life is to meet a beautiful person who doesn't really acknowledge their beauty. That's always a cool thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Humble, attractive person is great.
I like that.
But there are many attractive people that know this is how I get through life. I'm attractive, I'm beautiful, and that's what I'm doing, right? Okay, so now Joe Beamer comes along, and Joe Beamer automatically assumes that these people, because they're so attractive, they want nothing to do with a guy like you. So you start to disqualify yourself before you even have any interaction. Because you know the ending.
No, you're...
And so you're just exercising for the sake of exercising. Because it's funny.
You're not wrong.
Because it becomes a shtick to say, I can't find a girl.
I'll say it's a fun shtick, but at 6:56, it's still my life.
And Joe's crush. The tears are just falling.
By the way, the rain is starting to come down again here in Amherst. Remember, we are under that thunderstorm watched all of Western New York until 8 o'clock. Potential for some torrential downpours. It looks like we are on the cusp of that here in Amherst.
Someone said, don't listen to Bellavia. Beamer, you sound very nice. Don't listen to Bellavia. He sounds like a bully, a jerk. Don't change.
Not at all.
You will definitely find a person with spell check. I don't know what that was saying, but no, seriously, though. I think it's all about your expectations, Joe.
No, for sure.
And your confidence.
Because
I'm going to tell you what.
Will always be my number one problem.
It takes a lot of courage to hit that on button. It does.
Well, I have confidence when I'm here. I've been here for 8 years. I'm very comfortable doing this.
You're just not comfortable. What if you took it like it was an interview?
Yeah. That's a good point.
You would never ask someone out at the end of an interview?
No.
Get to know someone, right?
Texter's going to hook you up with a girl named Alicia.
All right.
Would it be Alicia? Alicia Silverstone?
That's Terry. That's Texas Terry. Thanks, Tex. Thanks, Terry.
I don't think it's going to happen, though, if he's in Texas.
Long distance.
Long distance relationship.
Might be better than my in-town relationships.
All right, that's Joe Beamer. He's in for Tom Bowerly. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring us, but if it is a day without Bowerly, Joe Beamer will be here.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun, David. Thanks for having me on.
So what do you think's going on with this whole Caputo thing? Is it going to blow over? Is it going to be a big story?
I think for the next few days, I mean, he's got interviews set up the next 2 days, so I think he'll, I think it's a big story now, but if he is 100% telling everything now, then he didn't recall it. He never lied. He didn't. You can forget things. I've forgotten people I've talked to 2 years ago, for sure.
Well, and it's also not rare that he's talking to Russians.
Right. I mean, here's a guy that's worked in Russia on behalf of this country.
Allegedly. That's what they said. Anyway, Bowerly, Bellavia, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, 3 to 7. Keep it here and download radio.com for all your radio needs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.